before the 4th of July. We're on July the 3rd. Tomorrow, of course, is Independence Day, our national birthday. We have Northfield's Deputy Police Chief Mark Dukas joining us right now. Duke, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Boy, it's a holiday. It's a big holiday, and one that I think people really enjoy as much as just about any holiday out there. 4th of July, it's all American. We've got apple pie and picnics and fireworks and everything, but there are a lot of things to keep in mind, especially when you start blowing things up.
Yeah, there are. We've got the fireworks. We've been fortunate the last couple of years. We really haven't had any reports of injuries, and we like to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things people remember is, one, make sure there's distance if you're making use of fireworks. Make sure if there's children around that they're supervised and they're not using them, that the adults are. Couple of things to keep in mind. Those fireworks that are still legal are those that explode,
mm-hmm.
and those that are aerial that go up in the air. It's a pretty easy way to remember which is okay and which is not.
There's just right across the border in Wisconsin, you're probably yep. aware of this, there are people that would like to separate you from your money
oh,
and
yes.
give you fireworks, things that yep. blow up instead. And you can get everything that's sold within the state, you can rest assured that all that would be legal?
As long as you're getting from a reputable dealer, a licensed dealer, yes.
Okay, I guess you have to keep that in mind as well.
Out of someone's garage, you never know.
Now, if you do, even with the legal stuff, there are some certain safety precautions that
yep.
you need to have. You know, if you get some fireworks for the kids, that's all fine. Let them have their fun with that. Yep. We did when we were kids, you know. But precautions you need to take, and some things you don't always think about. Tell us about those.
A couple things with the fireworks: light it and get away.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep a bucket of water around, so if kids are done with their sparklers or whatever, you throw it into a bucket of water, or at least water something down before you throw it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want anything starting on fire on the side of your garage.
Yep.
Or in your garage. The other thing is, some of the during the the city's display, and of course there will be some people that are lighting off illegal ones. That happens every year. People need to be considerate. One, animals. If you own an animal, or you're aware there's animals next door, maybe make sure that the animals are inside. The other thing is people suffering from PTSD. A lot of people don't think about this, but we have veterans, military, service members that have served time. And some of those explosions can be very traumatic to them and hard for them.
Yeah, if you have somebody within the neighborhood, let them know, discuss it with them, and be respectful of that yep. as well. And the dogs as well, especially dogs. I know cats like to run and hide during that time too, but dogs seem to be, maybe it's their sense of hearing, they can hear things that we can't hear. They're really affected by
yep.
that.
No, I know. I have one, and this time of year he spends a lot of time under a table, and I just make sure it's covered so he feels comfortable.
All right. It'll be over pretty soon.
Yep.
The fireworks, the city fireworks, the display is going up tomorrow, usually about 10 o'clock, a little yep. after, between 10 and 10:30 generally. People always call and ask. It's, well, look outside when it gets dark. Yep. That's when they're going to set them off.
Yeah. They're scheduled to start at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not quite dark enough, they might wait a little longer. And they're scheduled to run for about 20 minutes. Couple things people should know is there is an area called a safety zone. They won't be able to get inside. We have to maintain that for safety. People need also to be aware. There are going to be a lot of people moving around, kids, people pushing strollers, kids riding around on their bikes, whatever. It's not a time to drink and drive. Probably not a time to drink at all if you're going to mm-hmm. partake or be around people. So just be aware there's kids and there's a lot of people and families milling about. Couple places, as far as watching them, it's not going to be a whole lot of area available near where they're going off, which is the middle school. But you think of areas like the Spring Creek fields, the soccer fields, that's a big area. And any open space around there would work fine.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Northfield's Deputy Police Chief Mark Dukas is with us. You mentioned drinking, and should probably mention this. A lot of people will go out for a long holiday weekend.
Yep.
They'll go out on the lake and have some fun. Sometimes adult beverages are involved with that. It is no longer a slap on the wrist if you get caught boating while intoxicated. That is going to follow you for the rest of your life.
Yep, just like a DUI in a car. So, whether you're driving a car, in a boat, figure in a boat, the water around it just seems like every year someone's fallen overboard or fallen into water and they're drowning. If you're in a boat, same thing as a car. If you're going to be driving around, make sure the person operating the boat is sober. You know, have a designated driver, similar as a car. I wouldn't, you know, it's not recommended people are out in a boat if they're intoxicated, just because, you know, if accidents happen, you don't want it to be something that it's going to ruin your, you know, how you remember the 4th of July for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that, you know, just be, and so much of that's common sense and awareness. Be aware, have common sense, enjoy yourself, have a fun time. It's our nation's holiday. It's, once again, the all-American holiday. And but be careful. Duke, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
Again, mostly just want people to be responsible. You know, if they're using fireworks, you know, we want people to have fun, enjoy the holidays. We don't want it, you know, marred by an emergency room visit. You know, we'll have officers out during the 4th. I believe the state will have some extra patrols out on the street. You know, and that's for people's safety. But hopefully that we don't have to make use of those that extra personnel. Other than that, I know we've got a flea market going on down at the rodeo grounds for the 4th and 5th, something for people to enjoy if they're looking for things to do. So in the end, we just want people to have fun, enjoy the day, and be safe. That's really about it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you. You or somebody from the police department usually checks in with us, so we'll keep in touch.
Sounds good. You have a good 4th.
All right. That is Northfield's Deputy Police Chief, Mark Dukatz. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.